So how do ordinary people go from feeling stuck and trapped in their life to positively changing, living with 10 times more confidence and self-belief in their ability and getting the results that they want in their life? In this podcast, we give you the tools, techniques, and questions that society doesn't teach you to help you do exactly that. My name's James Hatney. I'm a life coach and NLP practitioner, and welcome to the Impact Coaching Podcast. Yes, welcome to the Impact Coaching Podcast show with me, James Hatney, as always. And guys, yes, we've had even more bad luck, I would say, with microphones. I was due to record this particular episode last week, and if you've listened to the previous episodes, I have had a bit of trouble with my microphones. You know, they've been breaking, the lead's not been working, so I had this brand new microphone. I got really excited to record, put it on my desk, set it all up. I knocked it over and snapped the USB cable while I spent hours and hours searching for this particular USB cable. And it's one of them where if I wasn't looking for it, I would find it. But I looked throughout the house, in the loft, for boxes and boxes and boxes, and I still couldn't find it. So I had to go back on Amazon and buy another USB cable. So welcome. We'll jump into today's episode. First of all, I'm chatting about a USB cable. That sounds very motivating and inspirational there, James. But today we are going to be talking about if you are leaving 2021 to look or you are taking control, and we're going to be focusing on goal setting for 2021. And as I've said, if you are leaving it down to luck, okay? And this is really, really important because the year can pass us by. Think about this year. Think about the years throughout your life. Your years on this planet pass you by so quickly. And when you look back, you are like, whoa, what has gone on? I mean, for 2020, for a year that's been labeled as a disaster of a year, it's gone pretty quick. And this is what happens in life. If you don't set goals and set intentions for your life of what you want to achieve, the successes that you want to have, you're going to be leaving it down to luck, hoping and wishing that you get the results, that you have the lifestyle that you deserve. And that's something that I realized at the age of 24, 25, that I need to take control of my life so I can live the lifestyle that I want. And that began by goal setting and taking responsibility. And as we're coming up to New Year, you know, New Year, New Me, whatever that people say, it's a perfect time for it. It's a perfect time. You can set goals. You can start towards your goals whenever you want to throughout the year. But the start of the year can sound like a good starting point. And doing the research before this podcast, I saw that 92% of people leave achieving their dreams and their goals down to luck. Yes, 92% of people. And do you know what? I'm actually surprised it's that much. Because if you even ask yourself, if you ask other people, what's your goal this year? Or what's your goal throughout life? Or whatever that may be, what do you want to have happen? You know, they're going to throw some random comments. Well, I just want to be happy. Or I just want to have more money. It's not really specific. They aren't actually setting that goal that goal down into paper, on paper, should I say. And they aren't actually creating a plan, executing that plan, and taking the steps that's required to get that result in their life. And what happens then is, I know I used to do this, is when I used to see people who were where I wanted to be, people who were having the success that I wanted to have, who were traveling, who were having the wealth that I wanted, who were being able to have their own business or do their dream job, whatever that was, I used to brand them as lucky. I used to brand them as fortunate. I used to brand them as, oh, you know, you're so lucky, you're so fortunate to have that happen to you, when really that is so wrong. And I'm going to tell you why now, because I've got personal experience of this. Now, when I went traveling, I wanted to travel, I'm going to say, from the day I was born. You know, I absolutely love seeing the world. So when I decided and I set the goal to go traveling, you know, and I embarked on this 6-month adventure, I was traveling around New Zealand in a camper van on my own. Well, I wouldn't even call it a camper van. I was sleeping in a car. Sounds fun, right? But that was for a month. And I was posting the pictures on Facebook, on Instagram, just of where I was. And people kept commenting, saying, oh, you're so fortunate. You're so lucky. And it really, really started to annoy me. And it really, really wound me up because I kept saying to myself, I have not been lucky, you know. I haven't dropped from the sky and landed here by luck. Luck didn't get me onto that plane. I wasn't fortunate enough just to one day wake up and be like, oh, I'm in New Zealand. Wonderful. I had sacrificed so much to go traveling. People only saw the success and not the sacrifice and the struggle that led up to that, you know. And it came from what I had sacrificed had come from a big realization after losing my nan, my auntie, to cancer, having to sell a house that I had brought after 2 weeks because my ex-partner was seeing somebody else, the depressed rut that I had got myself in, the lack of confidence. They hadn't seen that. They had just seen me in New Zealand. They hadn't seen that I had had to set goals, I had set targets and taken action. You know, the journey that I had been on to get out of that rut, building my confidence, staying in, sacrificing weekends, nights out, no buying no new clothes, not being able to afford decent food. I literally lived off corn chicken nuggets and mash and cereal for a few months, purely just because I wasn't poor, but I had set a goal to go traveling. I had decided that and set the intention that I was going to go traveling in December. And I think it was 2017 or 2018. I think it was 2018 I set that. And I was like, right, I'm going traveling. But to get me there, the plan that I need includes me building my confidence, sacrificing weekends and nights out, not buying clothes, not being able to go for big fancy meals. This is my focus. This is what I'm doing. I set that intention. So then what people saw is just me traveling and thinking, oh, wow, you're so lucky, you're so fortunate. And how often do we do this in society? We see someone who's successful, somebody who is where we dream of being, and brand them as lucky and fortunate. And what that's really doing is it's taking the credit away from their sacrifice, their hard work, their commitment, and their desire. And I don't know if you would agree, but I feel people spend so much time hoping and wishing on luck when really you are putting your own happiness and goals out of your control. One of the questions that I ask during a coaching conversation each and every single time when I'm talking to a client and they are looking at doing something, maybe something that's been brought up in a session, or they're looking at different resources or different options that they have, is I ask them, how much of this is in your control? Because when we have control, we can alter the cases. When we have control, we can alter the direction of your life. When you have control, you have choice, you have decisions. And when you focus on what you can control, you change your life. And if you are waiting for your dreams and your wishes to fall from the sky someday and to wake up in a different country traveling, whatever that may be, you're going to be waiting a while. If you leave it down to luck, you have no control. And the opportunities that you have had in life that you class as being lucky or being fortunate, they have come from the fact that you have created them. Yes, you have created them opportunities. So you need to now start to create the opportunities that you want from your future. You must be willing to act, to do the things that other people are not willing to do. And that, by the statistic of 92% of people not setting goals towards their dreams and what they want to have happen in their life, is to set goals and act towards them. So I want to ask you, what do you want to have happen in 2021? I want you to imagine that it's December 2021. The year has passed, it's gone quickly once again. I want you to reflect back. What do you want to have happened in that year? What do you want to have is in terms of what do you want to have? Who do you want to be? What do you want to have done in that period of time? And it's time to stop leaving it down to luck and start to actually plan, set goals for what you want in your future. And the people who are successful, who are where you want to be, they have done that through their own sacrifice, through their own hard work and their commitment and their desire and drive. And you have that. You have that within you because you have in the past done extraordinary things. I know you have. You may not class them, but you have done extraordinary things. And it's not down to luck. It's down to you. Creating a plan, taking action, moving forward, sacrificing, hard work, it's all down to you. So your future success, what you want to have happen, is down to you. So what do you want to have happen in 2021? That is where it starts. It starts with you setting an intention and keeping the end in mind. And if you do want to start once again, leaving your next year to luck, hoping, wishing that you have the results that you want deep down inside of you, then head over to www.impactcoachingglobal.com/experience. Let me show you how you can take control. I want to speak to you. And that's at www.impactcoachingglobal.com/experience. And what I'll do is I will put that link in the show notes for you as well, so you can head over there nice and quickly and easily. Don't I make things easy for you? Nice and easily, because you can pick a time and date that fits you the best, so you can, me and you will jump on a one-to-one call and have this experience so I can show you how to take control. So that's all that I've got for you today, and it's really the focusing on goal setting for 2021. What do you want to have happen in the next year? And also, don't trust USB cables because they never work. So guys, have a wonderful rest of your day. Thank you so much for listening to today's podcast. And remember that your habits and your routines all work towards your dreams. I want you to understand how grateful I am for you listening to today's podcast. So in return, I want you to experience the power of life coaching. And I would like to send an invitation to you as a podcast listener to feel the power of coaching in your own life with a free one-to-one personal coaching experience with me. All I ask is your commitment to 1 hour to change your life and work towards your top 10 life goals. So to grab your invitation, head over to www.impactcoachingglobal.com/experience before the allocated slots get snapped up. And I'm looking forward to speaking to you.